It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
What's the fastest you quit something? 317-239-1009 or Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook's Radio Now 100.9 Alex.
Give me some banjos.
Okay, do you want slow or fast?
Fast.
Oh, I got you.
One time I tried to eat my toenail, gave up real fast, too thick to chew through.
That's exactly what we're looking for. That's exactly what we're looking for. Let's see here. Yazzle, did you have that same problem with your toenails? Yazzle. Sorry, I can't read. You know that. I gave up trying to read a while ago. What was it for you? You quit really fast.
I quit McDonald's in 3 days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a little longer than Joe.
What happened? What happened with you? For me, I couldn't keep up making the food. I was terrible.
Well, for me, it was the fact that it was too far, and I was 16 at the time.
Oh, like to get to work? Did you have to walk or drive?
I had to drive like 45 minutes out.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh,
that's
no.
Not even worth the money.
Yeah.
Did you at least get free food after each shift?
I did, but
yeah,
it wasn't
right.
Worth my time,
oh,
honestly.
Man. I miss that.
Just pay me and chicken nuggets.
If anybody from McDonald's is listening, especially the one on Broad Ripple where I live, I would like a redemption day. I would like to come back for one day, and I'd like to work the line, work the drive-thru. I think, would you guys come in and actually like buy some food if I was working at McDonald's? You should. Sue, on the Joe and Alex Show, you kind of had something that you quit fast. What was it?
I quit Wendy's in 30 minutes.
Why?
Wow, you beat me. Okay. How'd you only last a half an hour?
Well, I had worked there in high school. When I moved to Indy, they hired me back as a manager. They
Ooh.
Saw my application, hired me on the spot. I went the next day. I was filling out the paperwork, and the manager went in the back to get my shirt, and I ran out the door, jumped in my car, and sped down the street. I said, you know what? I am not doing Wendy's again in my life. I'm going to get some other kind of job.
But wait, but you wouldn't have applied for it. I don't understand. Like that, well, you just decided, like, wait a minute, I really don't want to do this?
Well, when I moved to Indy, I figured it was a quick, easy job. I had done it in high school. I knew what to do, and they
yeah.
were hiring me for manager. So I thought, well, this would be quick and easy. And I thought, nope, I'm moving to Indy. I'm making a change. I am not going back to Wendy's. So I ran. And he called me for like 2 days afterwards.
What?
Are you coming back?
Oh, that's
you should have
so
negotiated
cute.
Your price. Like, I get a Biggie drink
right?
every day.
Yeah, they wouldn't pay.
Oh, wow. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Live the Web Girl, what else are we getting here?
Amber said, I was a manager at Taco Bell. We had set a girl up to do her computer training on a laptop in the lobby on her first day. We came back in like a half hour or so to check on her, and she had left a note on the table that said, I can't handle this. She couldn't even make it past the training. I can't handle this.
That's bad, though, but that's how you have to do it. You have to sneak on out of there. Hey, Bill, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and what's the fastest that you quit something?
Probably 4 hours.
What were you doing?
I was feeding boxes in this machine that sorted them out, and it got stuck. And all the illegals around me couldn't speak English, so I couldn't figure out how to fix it, so I just walked out.
Oh, dang. Okay. Hey, man. Thank you for calling in this morning. 317-239-1009. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your name?
Steven.
Steven, what was the fastest you quit something?
Well, does the date count?
Yes.
Yes. Tell us about the date.
It does? Okay. So, well, social media is our outlet of dating now
yep.
these days. And so you meet these people, and everybody kind of looks like their profile, but then there was this one guy. And we sat down for dinner, and I'm like, hi. Everything's great. I have to pee. So I went to pee, and...
Wait,
you know what it's like.
Steven, it's Joe. Is this you?
What?
You just left. Why'd you leave?
Because he didn't look like like his pictures. I mean, if anybody's on social media, Tinder, Bumble, all these things
right.
I don't even understand.
Steven, describe what his pictures look like and then describe what he actually looked like.
Well, he described himself as like 6'2",
uh-huh.
like 210 pounds or whatever, and just like normal, like a normal guy. And you know, I'm thinking, you know, it doesn't really matter. You don't have to be, you know, ugly or fat or skinny or whatever. But when I met him, he was like 5'9" and like 300 pounds.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot. That's a big difference.
And he was like, "Oh, well, I'm beefing up for." like building, and I'm
like, you're like, you're beefing up with some hamburgers, I think.
Well, and that's where it's very, you know, social networking is what it is.
Yes, so. Steven, that's a great story. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We love it right there. Hey, thank you for calling in. Good morning, Joe and Alex. Show. What is your name?
Shayna.
What is the fastest that you quit something?
My junior year in high school, I tried out for track, and I ended up quitting halfway through the first practice.
The really? First practice? Like, what was so hard, and how did you actually sneak out?
Well, first, we had to do stairs, which I was already dying after just doing that.
Me.
And then he was like, okay, now we're going to, you know, run one lap around the school. I was like, great, this is one lap around the high school. That's no problem. Well, our middle school, and we have an elementary school that's also connected to the high school. So he met a lap, like, around all three buildings.
Ew,
and
I
stopped after, like dead in the middle of that first lap, and I got in my car and I left.
Girl, let me tell you, I'm not going to make it.
I
wouldn't have even made it to the middle. I am the fattest skinny girl you will ever meet. On the inside, I am probably at least 600 pounds with my chicken nugget diet, and I am out of breath going up my stairs to my apartment every day, let alone trying to make it around a whole high school, middle school, and elementary school.
I love this. If you couldn't get through for Joe Wants to Know what's the fastest you quit something, make sure you go to Twitter, Joe and Alex Show, or on her Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. There's this girl in radio. She worked there for a while, but I could see somebody quitting this quickly in radio. Have you ever heard of Annetta the Mood Setter?
Yes.
This right here, if you've never heard it, this is the best way to quit.
And here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job, looking over my shoulder, people lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job, but I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me, and if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified, and after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But I never will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. Ooh. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Annetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by, that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
On a big station.
That is the most epic radio quit I've ever heard.